This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. Happy Veterans Day. Earlier this year, over 4,000 people turned out for the grand opening of Missouri's National Veterans Memorial in Perryville. The exact replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C. was the vision of Perryville Vietnam vet Jim Edelman, who donated over $2 million on around 50 acres of land to get the project started. I talked with Edelman during this year's grand opening of the Perryville site.
You made a promise over 50 years ago to some of the men you served with to do something, and here we are. Can you take us from that point to where we are today?
Well, when I came back, you know, I knew that I had made that promise, but I never had, through 50 years, I never had forgot that promise that I made. But there was just never anything that came along that really interested me, that I would really want to do, until we started talking about this memorial here. And you know, I come very interested in it. I got involved in it, and you know, supported it. Charlene and I both supported it, and it's just something that a veteran comes in here, and I talk to him, and may go in and watch the video room, or he may see the concept plan, and then he goes down to the wall and be down there for maybe a half an hour, and he'll come back with tears in his eyes, and he'll come up to me and thank us for what we've done here. And it just, it's a feeling that I really can't explain, but it just, I feel that I have helped the veteran for that day, to help him either start healing or continue healing. So, you know, it's just, that is a big thing for me. That's the highest point that I can get.
There are replica walls around the country, but nothing like this where it's an exact replica of the one in D.C. What inspired you to say, I want to do exactly what they have in D.C. here on part of my land?
Well, I knew about the wall in D.C., and we didn't even know if we was going to be able to do it or not, because we thought maybe there'd be infringements or patents on it or something. And we got a hold of Jim Knotts, who is CEO of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund in Washington, D.C. And he was on board with us for right away. He was as excited about it as we was. And he's helped us all the way. In fact, right now we have a partnership with him, so we work together on different things. But Jim has helped us so much, and you know, if it wouldn't be for Jim, we wouldn't have this wall here.
There's a lot more you want to do on the property here, but what you have so far with the Welcome Center that we're in now, the museum, you have the wall up, you have
Honor Flag Memorial.
Honor Flag. You have certain components already in place. Are they living up to your standards of what you wanted it to be?
More really than what I expected. You know, this Honor Flag Memorial, it's beautiful. I know I put the wall ahead of anything else because my comrades is on it, but the second choice has to be the Honor Flag Memorial, because it's, you know, it shows the different wars, and it's just beautiful.
Absolutely. While a lot of the focus is on Vietnam veterans, this is a site for veterans of all conflicts.
Yes, this is.
Right?
That's I made that clear in my speech. I had a grandfather in World War I. I had two uncles in World War II, and they're honored here. But all other veterans from all other wars are honored here. It's just not for the Vietnam veterans.
What are some of the other plans you have or would like to see in place here in the future?
Well, The one thing that we really need to do is get a veterans hall where veterans can come here for their reunions and, you know, whatever they want to, you know, come for. But that would be probably the first choice. And then we want to get with our reflection pool down there. Then that will help beautify the wall down there.
Because you're centrally located, you would think it would attract people who would find it hard to get to D.C. They could come here to get some of the same experiences. Is this any expectations about what kind of crowds you're going to expect to get here? Is this the word continues to get out?
Yeah. We're right now, we're in the early stages. We're only about 2.5 years into this. And to really get the word around, we're advertising now, but we need to get more advertisement, you know, around all the states and stuff. You know, a lot right here in Missouri, but we need to reach out and get other states and get the word out what we got here. And I know it'll draw a lot of people when they find out that, you know, what we are and what we're doing.
It's a real team effort.
It's just not a one man deal. It's 8 board of directors and, you know, that makes everything go.
That's Vietnam veteran Jim Edelman of Perryville. I'm Brad Palmer.